a very interesting picture in the Irish Examiner this morning. It's a picture of my next guest, who is naked and cycling. Elaine Van Coolen is with me on the line. Elaine, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Oh, what an introduction, Jerry.
Well, you look very happy, and in particular, your body looks very happy because you have a lot of smiley faces painted on it. Explain, please.
Where do I start? It's the World Naked Bike Ride. It's an international event, and it arrived in Cork in 2009. I've been taking part for about 10 years now, not every year. I haven't been able to do it every year, but I started about 10 years ago. I got talked into it by a friend. The idea is that you raise awareness of how vulnerable cyclists are on the road, and to kind of advocate, what's the word? Oh, it's too early in the morning.
For road safety. Yeah.
For road safety and for ecology, you know, carbon footprints, and cycling is much better for the environment.
Yes.
It's an environmental thing too. And it's just basically, it started in Zaragoza in Spain in 2002. I think it was 2002 anyway. And then Cork jumped on the bandwagon in 2009. It started in Spain because there were a lot of cyclists killed in a short space of time, and the government refused to do anything to change the rules or anything like that. Authorities refused to act, making cycling safer, basically, you know. So it's just a fun, it's a great fun day out, though. It really is. It's the best one you can have on two wheels. Apart from cycling the Ring of Kerry or the Ring of Beara, obviously, but you know.
Yes.
What else do you want to know?
Well, that idea, I suppose, it's a brilliant idea, I have to say, because the idea is you're trying to underline how vulnerable cyclists are on the road when they come up against vehicles. And being naked, you can't get much more vulnerable than that, really, Nate.
Absolutely. That is the point, you know. And it's like, if people are taking part, they can be as dressed or undressed as they want to be. They can be painted or they can be not painted. They can disguise themselves with wigs and glasses and stuff like that as well if they want to. They're, you know, it's kind of a relaxed enough situation. But the body painting, you're cycling through Cork City on a Saturday afternoon, right?
Yes, yeah.
And there's a gang of you. There's quite a lot. There's a big group of cyclists. You know, you ring your bell or you blow the horn on the bike or whatever, and people turn around and look, and then they do a double take, kind of, oh my God, she's naked. the reactions are quite funny, you know. It's great fun. They're a lovely bunch of people. I've made such good friends down there, not just there, but I've met people there that I'm friends with since and stuff like that. It's very leveling being naked.
Yes,
you know, there's no status, there's no class, no race, no religion, no nothing. It doesn't matter. You're all the same.
You're all the same.
We are underneath our clothes. We're all the same, no matter what color we are.
We're all as God created us.
Exactly. Whether I'm painted purple, white, black, or blue, or yellow, it doesn't matter. You know.
It's the same thing. So you've done this a couple of times, Elaine. You're going to do it again next Saturday. And you have several grandchildren. What was their reaction? What's their reaction been like? I'd be interested to know.
Well, the oldest is 13, and I haven't spoken to her about it recently, and I don't know if she has seen the article in the Examiner or anything else. So I'm sure she'd be mortified. I'd say that
mortification
age, you know?
Of a 13-year-old is quite a sight to see.
My
I can
gosh.
Tell you that much.
Yes, that's my grandmother. Oh, my good God almighty. I have an 8-year-old grandson, and Cork Radio interviewed me the other day about it as well, and he was there, and he said, he's talking about a naked bike. So, I don't know. I haven't asked them what their reactions are, Jerry, and I'm not going to.
I have a feeling you'll be finding out. There's safety in numbers as well. It's a big crowd of you that does this, so there is that kind of element as well, cycling through Cork City.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I know drivers give out about cyclists cycling in groups. I'm not just talking about Cork now, I'm talking as a cyclist myself, cycling the roads, Kerry. That I prefer to cycle at least two abreast. on even the narrowest roads, because then a driver has to think before he overtakes you. If you're cycling on your own, they'll say, actually, I'll squeeze past there now, and there's a car coming the opposite direction. I've been knocked off my bike I don't know how many times and clipped I don't know how many times, and it's absolutely scary.
Really?
You know, I mean, it is. So I was delighted to take part in this when I heard what it was about. And, you know, it's drivers just need to slow down and be aware of cyclists as much as anything else.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is
it a mindset as a driver? Like, every cyclist is also a driver, more or less. So is it a question of mindset that you say when you come along and you see a cyclist, the first instinct is, oh, God, I'm going to be held up. This is hassle.
Yeah.
Instead of like saying, that person's on the road and treated like another car. So, well, they're on the road, they're entitled to be on the road. I'm going to slow down the same as I would for another vehicle.
Well, you see, there's another mindset too, that a cyclist isn't paying road tax. So get off the road.
Yeah.
I've had this argument with people along the way, like, you know, talking about stuff like that. I'm like, you know, you have to give cyclists a bit of space. Cycling in a group, at least you can pass out the whole group in one go. When you do get an opportunity to pass, instead of passing out in dribs and drabs, if they're in single things go dotted along the road, you know, there's a whole load of different ways of looking at it, especially as a cyclist, not as a motorist. There are different points of view, I suppose, you know. It's fine sitting inside this metal tank of a yoke that you're driving with four wheels, and there's this person sitting on a bicycle with two wheels with only a helmet for protection. You know, it's just, I don't know. I haven't looked at statistics recently because they scare me about cyclists being killed on the roads in Ireland, never mind anywhere else, you know.
Yeah, that's the important message to get from it, Elaine, as well. That is really the important message to get for it. Well, listen, fair play and brilliant stuff. I know you're cycling around Castle Gregory most days, not naked. But you'll be naked in Cork next weekend with a load of other people.
I might try one of the days and see what happens.
You should. Down around the Maharees. They'd be delighted, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if anybody wants to get involved next Saturday, Jerry, can I give you an email address?
You can.
In case other people want to take part, because, you know, they might be looking for information on where to find us or whatever. It's bodypaintregister@gmail.com.
Okay, bodypaintregister@gmail.com. That's the website to go to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bodypaintregister@gmail.com. Yes.
If anybody wants to ring me, you can give them their number. I'd rather you didn't give it out over the air, but if they rang me,
100%. 100%. We'll pass it on to people who are looking for it. Elaine, well done.
Lovely.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff, and a great campaign to get involved in. That's Elaine Van Culen there from Castle Gregory, talking about taking part in the World Naked Bike Ride, which will be coming to Cork next Saturday afternoon to highlight that very important issue of safety of cyclists on the road. Brilliant stuff.